Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. John Duarte is a fourth-generation California farmer and the president of the family-owned nursery in Houston. For the past few years, he has been battling federal regulators in regard to the scope of the Clean Water Act. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers argued that plowing had disturbed wetlands that qualified as waters of the United States. Duarte is more optimistic moving forward after President Trump's announcement concerning the WOTUS rule.
So the Trump administration has made very clear that the new WOTUS rule was dead under his administration, and that is a big step forward for agriculture and property owners nationwide. Our prosecution is under the old WOTUS rule. Under the old WOTUS interpretations, about 10% of our ranch, of the 450 acres, was jurisdictional wetlands. And that was already a very, very expansive interpretation of the Clean Water Act itself.
The official statement reads, President Trump is committed to eliminating harmful and unnecessary policies such as the Climate Action Plan and the Waters of the United States rule. Duarte noted the consequences agriculture was facing had President Trump left the current rule in place.
100% of every farm in America, in all practical sense, would have been a wetland, including virtually 100% of our land in Tehama County.
More from John Duarte after this.
Attention almond growers and PCAs. Ultimate scab control starts with a dormant application of Silit 65 WG fungicide from Aceto. With more rain this winter, more protection is critical for your almond crop. In addition to powerful in-season scab control, you can now protect your orchard from overwintering scab inoculum. Contact your PCA on Silit 65 WG for ultimate scab control.
Per the statement that was given, lifting these restrictions will greatly help American workers, increasing wages by more than $30 billion over the next 7 years. Duarte illustrated how his operation will benefit from rescinding the old WOTUS rule.
Under the WOTUS rule that was proposed that Trump will be killing, it would have taken us from 10% of our ranch to virtually 100% of our ranch being jurisdictional wetlands, meaning that there could be no food production on this ranch and many, many millions of acres like it without a wetlands permit from the Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA.
How would it have affected farming and the overall availability of food in the U.S.?
That would have shut down food production in America. It would have caused a global food crisis if Trump hadn't shut down the new rule. So if the old WOTUS rule had continued, virtually 100% of American farmland would have been a jurisdictional wetland.
This is California Ag Today.